We need to talk about how kids play, or maybe don't play. Play like you used to, outside, in and around the neighbourhood, the grass between your toes, on your bike, exploring, up a tree. What about the roughness of the bark and that escapism of being up high? How good's that? Yeah, we need to talk about the way kids play. And they are all around the state this week. It's even been the focus of a movie, Project Wild Thing. Take a listen.
I'm David Bond. As a child, I was happiest playing outdoors. When I got back from school, I'd throw down my books and go straight out to play. My children don't do that.
Technology is turning us into glassy-eyed zombies.
My children's generation is going to be the first in history to have a lower life expectancy than their parents.
How much do you love the telly?
100 billion. It's so relaxing.
Modern marketing is a mighty persuader. I want to use it to sell the ultimate free wonder product, the outdoors.
But will anyone buy it?
We sell every product under the sun. Now our job is to sell the sun itself.
You're guaranteed to love nature or your money back. There is no money, so surely I can say that.
No. It's not the kids that don't want to put their hands in the mud or jump in the pond. It's the adults that have said no.
Buying iPads. Take your children outdoors. You've bought enough iPads now.
Oh, yeah. Look, that is so cool. It is so close to home, though. David Bond is the man behind that coolness. He's now the man behind the microphone. David, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Look, where the wild things are. That's something that we all grow up, but our kids aren't where the wild things are anymore, are they?
They certainly aren't, Ben. Thanks for having me in. It's shocking how much children's roaming space and playing space has shrunk over the last two generations. It's shrunk by 90%. So if you think about it, when you were a kid, I bet you roamed in quite a decent space in your neighbourhood.
Yeah.
We don't let our children out to roam. We don't let our children out to play. And that has a number of really disastrous consequences for childhood. Children are more physically static. They're developing less well emotionally, intellectually. There's a huge amount of kicks you get from playing outside and benefits you get from playing outside that we're denying our children. And it's a real concern. It's a serious problem.
There's no escaping the fact that we can pick up an accent. From New Zealand, is that right? No, obviously from the UK. The problems, though, from you growing up and from me growing up, I mean, I know that they're two very different countries, but I think they're very intrinsically linked. I know myself as a father now, that roaming space for my kids is our backyard. It's not the kids' fault, it's the parents' fault.
I think you're absolutely right about that. And then we've got to ask ourselves, where are those parental fears coming from? And I've got to say, some of those parental fears are really well justified. I mean, take a look at how traffic has grown in our cities over the last few years. You know, just letting kids run wild on main streets, that's really not such a good idea anymore. So that's a real fear. But then there's a whole bunch of fears that we've built up over the last few years that aren't real. So there's no evidence that cases of childhood abduction have changed at all in the last 50 years. In fact, there's some evidence that they've reduced slightly, and yet we read about them all the time. We're more afraid of them. So some of the barriers are real, some of them aren't. We need to kind of, as parents, we need to be intelligent and smart and worry about the right thing.
Were our parents, when we were growing up, were they living in a blissful ignorance? Are we more predisposed to these fears because we're hearing more about them?
Well, I mean, certainly we're more afraid of it because we hear about it such a lot.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that our parents were just ignoring that stuff. They knew that that kind of thing very occasionally goes on. Just like, I guess, you know, if you go out kayaking, every now and then something terrible happens. It doesn't stop you going kayaking, right? Or going out and doing something wild and interesting or playing sport. You take the risk and you look at the benefit and you balance it up. And I think our parents' generation were a lot better at balancing risks and benefits than we are. We're more risk-focused and we're less able to remind ourselves of all the glorious benefits of kids being outside, right?
What was your motivation then behind making this movie, Project Wild Thing?
Well, like you, Ben, I've got young kids and I just noticed that they were very, very often on the screens, way, way more than I was, number one. Number two, I noticed that they were anxious about the screens. They were stressed when I took the screens away. They screamed wanting the screens. I also noticed they didn't know half as much about outdoor wildlife than I do. And certainly I don't know half as much as my mum does. So I was like, whoa, we've got some kind of generational cascade of knowledge failure about the outdoors here. And that worried me too. So there was a bunch of stuff that was on my mind. I mean, I'm not a particularly outdoorsy, knowledgeable eco kind of guy, but I was really concerned as a dad that I wanted to give the best to my children. And I had an inkling, I had a kind of instinct that screens weren't the best thing. And so I was kind of trying to work out what was. There's a wonderful freedom in childhood, being away from people wanting to persuade you to do stuff and being able to be self-determined. I mean, that's a big Queensland thing, right? Being self-determined, self-motivated, entrepreneurial, tough people. That's part of the Queensland brand. I mean, believe me, if you bring up a generation of children who are stuck indoors, who are listening to messages through screens, that's going to disappear really quickly, and that would be a really, really sad thing.
What was the response to Project Wild Thing?
Well, we sort of thought maybe a few parents would be interested and maybe a few organisations would be interested. We've been overwhelmed in the UK by the number of parents and the number of big organisations, ranging from health organisations, mental health, who've come and said, this is really important. This is a major societal change that we've seen, and it's time to draw a line in the sand and say 6 hours of screen time a day for the average 8-year-old is way too much. We need to convert some of that into wild time.
This is also relevant because in a week's time, it is the Easter school holidays. You'll be faced with the idea of what are we going to do with the kids, the grandkids. Playing outside should be the easy option, but it seems like we take the iPad, the TV, the PlayStation. David Bond is on a mission to change that. He is my guest this afternoon, the creator of Project Wild Thing. It's a successful movement in the UK to get kids to swap the screens for outdoor play, and he's here as a guest of Nature Play Queensland. They're holding a number of community forums, reviving neighbourhood nature play.
That's right. When we've got a big meeting at 9:30 at the State Library in Brisbane this Friday, the 18th, with lots of community members coming together to talk about how we can improve this exact issue. And there are loads of great tips and tricks from around the world of ways to make neighbourhoods more kid-friendly.
What are we doing wrong? Or what is something that we aren't seeing to make it more, make neighbourhoods more outdoor-friendly?
Well, I mean, it's great that the planners are involved and we've got those guys involved, but really the secret is with the parents. I totally agree with you because actually a city like Brisbane is full of wonderful green spaces, but do you see many kids in them? Not really. So this isn't a problem of a supply of green space. This is a problem of a lack of demand of green space from children. So, you know, what we say is look around the world and look at other places where they're figuring this out. We're getting some neighbourhoods in the UK which are sending messages around houses saying, hey, we want our children to play. Do you? And guess what? Loads of people respond saying, yeah, we really do. Wow. And so then it's kind of arranging.
Does it come down to us not knowing our neighbours anymore?
Well, that's a big one, right?
Do you know your neighbours?
A little bit more now because of this project. And I've been really aware of the fact that the more me and Katie, my wife, know our neighbours in our street in London, the more likely it is that our kids will roam. And this ability to roam and spread your wings is so critical. So in a way, it's kind of weird. I've got to know my neighbours because I want my kids to be okay. But actually, it turns out they're pretty nice people.
So on Friday, it's about reviving neighbourhood nature play. If we can't get to the State Library Friday morning, have you got one piece of advice, one tip?
You know what? We meet a lot of parents and they say, my kids are indoors, stuck on screens all the time. I can't make a difference. And what we're begging those parents to do is to make a tiny, tiny change. So it might be parking an extra 100 yards away from the school gate and having that extra couple of minutes walk in the morning. It's just adding a minute or two of wild time to your day. Watch the changes that causes. And then with a bit of luck, you're going to get hooked on it because it has an amazing effect on children. So just start small would be my advice. Start really small.
From small things, big things grow.
Oh, I hope so.
Someone's coined that phrase. So now I'm lying. David, thank you so much for your time. Friday, 9:30 at the State Library. If you can get down there, Nature Queensland, it is Reviving Neighbourhood Play. David, one of the guest speakers. Mate, enjoy Brisbane. Enjoy Queensland for the rest of your time here and keep spreading that message.
Thank you, Ben.